This is for you guys. I want you to have this. Before we start, I left this piece of paper for you. There should be one next to you. You should have a pin by your chair, somewhere in your chair. You can ask the guys if you're in the front row for the chair, the pin behind you. But what I want you to do is I want you to write this number down, 25,550. And I know you might be thinking, is that like the song to Rent? No, that's 500,000. 525,600 minutes. This is 25,550. I just want you to write that down. It just doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how small. We're not really going to do anything with it, really. I just kind of wanted to put it in perspective of what we're talking about this evening with time and spiritual leadership. Did anybody read chapter 12? I believe it's chapter 12. The leader in time. Anybody read that? You don't have to raise your hands. I'm just like a genuine, like a couple of y'all. Cool. You got a free book regardless, right? That's an awesome thing. So I read that chapter, and then I read that chapter again, and then God kind of put me on this side tangent that really had nothing to do with what Mr. J says here about the leader in time. So God kind of just sent me on this tangent of time and how much time we have, and it wasn't very encouraging for me, so it's what I'm going to give you. So you're welcome for that. So I want you to write this number down, 25,550. And below that number, or on that piece of paper, another thing I want you to do as we kick this thing off for this evening, I want you to write down a few things that you wish you had more time for. It could be anything. It could be physical, it could be a spiritual thing, it could be a mental thing. Maybe I want to exercise, I want to pray more, I want to hunt more, I want to play more video games. Whatever it is you're passionate about or not so passionate about and you know you need to do it or you want to do it, I just want you to write down one or two or even three things if you want to go above and beyond and just write down a couple things that you wish you had more time for. And I'll keep talking while you do that and then you can just jot that stuff down. So today we're talking about the leader and time. Every aspect of our life is constrained to time. We can't escape it. We can't avoid time. Can't stop it. There's lots of sayings. There's lots of quotes that we've heard in our lifetime, like time flies. Time is a gift that we often take for granted. We all make time for what matters most. We all have heard plenty of these quotes before. We talk about time. How much we have, how much we don't have, opportunities that we missed because we didn't have enough time, or I was in the right place, but it must have been the wrong. All right, there's a couple old boys in here. Praise God. So tonight, our time is going to be focused on time. What takes up most of our time? Who deserves more of our time? Maybe see what things are wasting your time, things preventing you from being more productive with your time. I'm going to let you guys work that out in your own hearts this evening. But as believers, as men, God has called us to lead, to steer the ships, to lead the course, to drive the boat in the areas of family, in parenting, church life, employment, neighborhoods, community. God's given us this calling as men to be leaders. And with all of these things, it's impossible for us to lead well in these areas if God is not directing our steps, if we are not following the instruction from our divine spiritual leader, Jesus Christ himself. If we are to ever grow in spiritual leadership, then it's going to be contingent on our time with the Lord, the true, perfect spiritual leader. So as we begin, I'll just start with this. I think you and I would all agree, we are good at wasting time. We're good at it. From sleeping in, watching TV, channel surfing, Netflix binges, surfing the web, getting on our phones, then there's time spent worrying about things you don't have control over, then there's time spent mad and upset about something that's really not even a big deal, and then there's time spent thinking about what you've got to get done next Wednesday. We're good at wasting time. Some crazy statistics that I've been researching last week. Something that's ever growing in our modern technological world is our phones. Multiple reports that I've been reading says that the national average in America, the average adult spends 2 hours, 51 minutes on their smartphones every day. I didn't call Josh on all this math, guys. You'll be so proud. But that average is about 86 to 90 hours a month on our phones. And this is the average, right? So it says statistically, some of the older boys, not so much. But some of the younger boys, a whole bunch more. Not very encouraging. The average person checks their phone every 4.2 minutes, which means the guys in this room tonight, you're going to be tempted to check your phone 8 to 10 times while I'm up here. You won't even realize that you're just doing it. Watch, 8 times. If you include watching TV, like streaming Netflix, Hulu, any of that stuff, YouTube, it says you add an additional 2 to 4 hours a day looking on your phone, right? I didn't include that in here for reasons, ran out of room. But if you look at some of these stats, the U.S. average, 2 hours, 51 minutes per day. I kind of rounded that up to 3 hours. Let's be a little, I'll give you a little more grace. Multiply that by average of 30 days a month, 90 hours a month. 90 hours a month times 12 months, 1,080 hours a year. That's 45 days a month or 45 days a year. Say you get good life and you're a middle-aged dude, you got about 30, say we give you 40 more years on your life. The average is you will spend 4.9 years of your life wasted in the next 40 years. 5 of those years of your life will be wasted staring at your phone. 1,080 hours a year. Did you know it takes about 480 hours to learn a new language? If you got rid of your phone for a year, you could learn 2 languages before Christmas. Isn't that just bananas? How much time we waste, average, on our phones. I've read that it takes about 70 hours to read your Bible cover to cover. If you traded in your phone and TVs and Netflix and Hulu time with Bible reading, you could finish reading the entire Bible in less than 4 weeks. You could finish reading the Bible. You could read the whole Bible cover to cover before March 1st. Wasting time has never been easier, and our phones is the proof of that. On page 111, J. Oswald Sanders said, "Leisure is a glorious opportunity and a subtle danger." I think that's a powerful statement. It's a true statement. Leisure is glorious. It's great. God said rest. The seventh day, rest. It's a command. We must rest. We must get some R&R in. It's so beneficial, and it's so necessary as image bearers of God created to work and enjoy rest. Leisure is a glorious gift from the God, our God. But it can also, leisure can also just drive the car right off of the cliff. Especially with our phones, right? Having technology, having this fancy, fascinating technology in our pockets in and of itself is not bad. But when you look at the research and you look at the trends about what the phone is telling us about our time, that's not leisure. We're checking our phones nonstop. It's becoming an obsession. It's like a drug. It's like something that consumes us and distracts us from even functioning like normal human beings. What's really telling about those stats is that we're not even talking about just like on our free time. We're not talking about just when we're bored, sitting in the car while somebody's driving, or as you fall asleep. Research is showing that the temptation to waste time is actually intensified, obviously, when you have responsibilities. Like when you're at work. I'm sure that's hard to read. I just stole it off the internet. But you can read some of those stats. It's crazy. Employers are going to spend $10.5 billion on lost productivity because of fantasy football. We know how to waste time. I don't think one person in here is encouraged to think that if you live 40 more years, you're going to spend 5 of those years wasted staring at your phone. I don't think anybody's encouraged to hear that. We are good at wasting time. And just think about that. Statistically, we on average are going to be people who check our phones every 4 minutes for the rest of our life. Like, aren't we embarrassed? Isn't that embarrassing? Like, my daughter's going to get married one day, and I'm going to be like, "Wait, hold on, honey. Wait, did Trump tweeted something? We got to talk." Or so I'm going to be at a friend's funeral and we'll be carrying the casket. I'm like, "Oh, hold on. We got to put this down. I just got this email from AutoZone. Man, I got to." That's crazy. We're going to be going in for knee surgery one day, and we're going to be like, "Hey, doc, the Green Bay Packers, I'm expecting a trade to happen, so I'm going to have to pass on the anesthesia today." Ridiculous exaggerations, right? Will time prove me wrong? I'm scared that it won't. We are good at wasting time. And I'm not even here to talk about how our phones waste time. I'm sorry, I just wasted your time. Brothers, all this to say, man, like, consider how valuable our time is, how little time we have, and how good we are at wasting it, which sent me down this trail, which wasn't very encouraging for me, you guys, but I hope I can shed some light on this. I found Psalm 90. Didn't find it. I've known it's there. I just looked at it in a new way this week. Verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. God's word commands us to be wise with our time. Be intentional with our time. Be good stewards with our time. We spent the last 2 weeks at church going through the book of Proverbs, which is wisdom literature that is instructional and beneficial for us. And we spent the last 2 weeks in Proverbs talking about money. And we've heard sermon after sermon about money and how we should be good stewards with our money. And that's great, and that's so beneficial for us. But what about the sermon about our time? We don't always hear that sermon. Being good stewards with what time we have. You ask a billionaire on their deathbed. You ask Steve Jobs when he knew he wasn't going to be alive tomorrow. You ask that dude what he treasures more, his money or his time. I guarantee you the billionaire is not going to say, I wish I would have made more money. I wish I would have spent more time making money. It's such a precious gift, and we don't have any idea how much we have left. We only get so much time in this life. Sanders said this again on page 111. Each moment of the day is a gift from God that deserves care. For by any measure, our time is short and the work is great. We have an incredible responsibility. God wants us to think about our time. He wants us to evaluate what we do with our time. Moses said, God, teach us to number our days. Help us to see how precious my time is. And then this, little less exciting. It got worse because then I started reading the Psalm again, and then I stumbled on this. Verse 10 says, the years of our life are 70. So you, if you live a good life, you're going to make it to 70, and we're going to say, man, he did all right. He made it. And then, yeah, span is but toil and trouble there, and soon are gone. Or right there, even by reason of strength, 80. So some above and beyond might make it to 80 years old, and biblically we go, man, that dude ran the race. Good job, old boy. 70 years, 80 years, hopefully. So that's the number. If you live to be 70 years old, you wrote it down. If you live to be 70 years old, you're going to get 25,550 days. Put that in perspective a little bit. Pastor Mac just turned 60 this year. Mac just passed 22,000 years, or 20,000 days. No, well, sorry, brother, forgive me. Doing good, Methuselah rookie card, yeah. Pastor Mac just turned 60 this year, I think in July or June, 22,000 days. Some people get a lot more than that. Stan Lee, he just recently died, 34,600 days. That boy got a lot of extra days. My hero growing up, Pistol Pete Maravich. He only got 14,900 days. That dude only got six more years than I did. And then me. I just turned 35 last month. I just passed 12,775 days. So technically, I'm already halfway to, you're done. Biblically, 70 years, that's a good run. Literally, my glass is half empty, half full. Depends on how you look at it. I usually don't look at things in the encouraging light. I go, I've wasted half of my years. I guess it depends on the person you ask. Most people maybe agree with me. Yeah, that guy kind of wasted a lot of time. God is good in all of that. But man, just thinking about time, how much time I have left, how much time you have left, how I've been using my time, how you've been using your time, and how you want to be using your time, what you want to be known for when those 25,000 days expire. What will you be known for? What will you have done with your time? Brothers, how many days do you think you have left? Nobody knows. You don't know. You don't know. What we do know, in perspective of eternity, we know this, that it's not many. Right, this is the first commercial, and the Super Bowl hasn't even started yet. That's what this life is. Not a lot of time. It's so precious. To quote the great theologian, Ferris Bueller, he said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, what, you could miss it. Time is a beautiful thing. It's so precious. Hours and days will surely pass, it says in page 112, but we can direct time. We can direct it purposefully and productively. That is so true. Your days are going to fly by just as quick as the next guy, brothers. We all get the same 24 hours, but we can direct the time. We can use it purposefully and productively. But we've got to give our time to God. We've got to be honest with God. We need God to give us a heart of wisdom. To understand how to direct our time, we need God's wisdom to teach us what few days we have left can be best used for, who they are to be spent on, how to be good stewards with our time. His wisdom, it says, teach us to number our days so that we may get a heart of wisdom. We don't need our own wisdom. On our own wisdom, we squander endless amounts of time, countless days and years striving for the things that we don't have, working overtime to obtain the stuff that we can't afford, focusing on career and neglecting my family or my faith, plugging 40 hours a week into a video game. Time is precious, but we squander it thoughtlessly. Another gnarly stat, with our leisure time, the average American will spend 35 hours a week watching TV, which just blows me away. 35 hours a week. Average, by the way, that's 70 days a year. I did the math. You times that, you live to be 30. You have 30 more years. That's 5.7 more years of your life wasted watching fake people's lives. Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Roku, YouTube, cat videos at the movie theaters, Marvel, DC, Harry Potter, Star Wars, The Office, Sopranos, The Munsters, Gilligan's Island. Countless years of our lives, brothers, we will waste throwing it in the trash for TV shows. So you add the 5 to 6 years we're going to spend, if we all get 30 to 40 years, we're going to waste 5 to 6 more years of our life staring at our phones, and then another 5 to 6 years staring at our TV shows. 10 to 12 years of your life is going to be stared watching things that mean nothing. Just a waste of time. Funny, wasted time. Enjoyable, I'm relaxing, it's cool, wasted time. 12 years of your life, wasted. I'm not innocent of this, brothers. I struggle with this. This has been super sobering for me, how much time I waste. When I'm about to expire on my deathbed, brothers, I pray that I won't be lamenting that I don't have my shows to watch. I want more time with the people that matters, with a life that is not wasted. We cannot waste our life. God has called us to a higher standard, brothers. We are called to lead as men who are on mission, making disciples, preaching the gospel, loving our children, loving the church, loving our community. We cannot be men who live by the words, I just don't have time. No, you have 12 years of your life. Turn the TV off. Because who usually hears that the most in your life? I don't have enough time. Baby, I'm sorry, I just don't have time. Who hears that the most? Your spouse, your kiddos, your friends, your church friends. I just don't have time. 12 years of our life, men, on that. Brothers, write this down. You got a piece of paper. Am I spending my short time here on things that don't matter? It's a question to ask yourself. In perspective of eternity, I ain't got many days. Am I spending my short time here on things that don't matter? That's between you and the Lord. May God help us number our days, give us that heart of wisdom to be good stewards with our time. So now, another tangent. Let's redeem that. Go to Paul in Ephesians chapter 5. He says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the, there's our word, time, because the days are evil. things about what it means. Paul's saying, look carefully, think carefully, consider, ponder how you walk, how you talk, how you think, how you respond, how you act, how you live your life. Be careful how you live, not as the unwise, but as the wise. As a person who walks with a heart of wisdom, a person who numbers his days, a person who thinks about his time, because the days are evil. We live in a dark, wicked, distracting, depraved world full of idols that want all of our money and all of our attention and gives us all of these temptations and promises us anything from sex, women, drugs, satisfaction, drunken pleasures, just about anything and everything that you're going to walk past in this world, anything that you're going to scroll through on your phones is going to try and take the hopes and the joy that you have off of Jesus and dump it into pools of spiritual garbage that they offer. The days are evil. Think about your time. It's the world we live in. Paul says, think about how you're going to walk in that world. Think about your time. Think about it. The world is full of evil, so don't jump in. No, redeem the time. Don't purchase the junk the world is offering you to fill up your time. No, invest in that time. Buy up that time. Redeem that time. Take back that time. You can't have it. My days are numbered. You can't have this time. Redeem your time with God. Invest your time with God. How much value, men, do you place on your time with the Lord? We're talking praying, reading, writing, thinking. How much value do you place on that? How important is that? If there was a pie chart of things that were important, would Jesus be the slivery slice that you don't want to give? You don't want? You give that one away first? Oh, that slice's awful. Nobody wants that slice. It's so small. Brothers, I'm convinced if we want our lives to count, we must make our time with the Lord count. We must take our time with God seriously. Brothers, to utter the words, I don't have time. I just don't have time, brother. That is, when it comes to reading, when it comes to praying, that is inconsistent with somebody who loves Jesus. It's just simple. That is absolutely inconsistent with a follower of Jesus. I don't have time. We've all been given the same 24 hours. What are you doing with your time? On page 112, Oswald says, our problem is not too little time, but making better use of the time we have. How do you invest your time with God? Are you investing? Are you redeeming? Are you buying back that time that the world is squandering from you and investing it in Jesus? Brothers, in the midst of our busy, busy lives, we must redeem the time with God. We must invest in time with Jesus. Do it every morning. Redeem your mornings. Invest in your mornings. Make the most of every morning. In our Bibles, I don't think it's a coincidence that we see this reoccurring statement with the psalmist approaching the Lord in the morning over and over. Psalm 5, oh Lord, in the morning, you hear my voice. Psalm 30, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. There's this dependency on God. I need you to show up today. Psalm 46, God will help when morning dawns. Psalm 59, I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the when? Morning. There's more. I cut this in half. You're welcome. Psalm 88, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Psalm 90, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love. Psalm 92, declare your steadfast love in the mornings. Brother, there is no coincidence here. The psalmist thinks his time, his mornings with the Lord is important. Brother, I think our fathers want us to cherish our time with him in the morning. I've been experiencing this. My son knows when he wakes up and he comes down the stairs, he sees dad reading his Bible or dad reading something and it amps him up. He comes downstairs with his little Bible now and he sits down on the chair in my office and he just watches me, watch him. It's incredible. He's like, he wants to make an effort to be around his dad. If only we acted like that. oh, I know where my dad's at. I gotta go. I want to go be around my dad every morning. And I know many of you, you're crushing it. You're killing it. You cherish that time. You know how valuable. You've seen the fruit of getting with God in the mornings. You know how vital that is to your faith. And praise God for men like that. We brothers, I know you encourage me. It's so wonderful. But I think it's important for all of us to hear. All of us. And there's lots of things that want to take our time away in the morning. The snooze button, the TV, our phones. When you wake up, you have 75 things trying to distract you from getting alone with God. We should think about how we view our morning. Study after study confirms how important the first few hours of your days are. Did you know that? The statistic is just bananas, that our most productive, creative time, when you are the sharpest, is in the mornings. You don't believe it. You might need three shots of coffee, but once you get to that point, it says it's the most productive time of your day. And it's the best because it's the longer the day gets, the more distractions show up and get in the way and squander that time with God and distance yourself from Him even further. And then days, and then weeks. And I haven't read my Bible because I'm so everything else gets top shelf before my dad. Brothers, I believe if we get that time in with the Lord, if we believe that that's vital to us, I am convinced it will drastically change everything else that the day is going to bring you. I'm absolutely convinced of it. Your time with Jesus is going to affect the time that you have with your children, your wife, your friends, at work. Everything else is going to trickle down from your time with God. If you're going to grow in your faith, if we're going to grow as men, as husbands, as daddies, as brothers, as grandparents, as employers, as spiritual leaders, then we would be fools to not get our time in with the true, perfect spiritual leader, Jesus Christ Himself. We would be fools. Brothers, I want this room to be serious about our time. You are the leaders, the men, the other women, the other men, the women, the children. They see you. Lead them. God wants our time. Redeem your time with God. That's what the chapter of this book sort of was about, the leader in time. I derailed. I apologize. But I think it's true. Spiritual leadership, how we view our time is so vital for us. You will not be an excellent leader in any area of your life, brothers, if Jesus is not central to you. We must invest in that time with Him. We must redeem that time. We must fight to get alone with Him. And I know there's so many tips and tricks. Type in time management on Google, and you'll find tips and tricks and 5 ways to do this better and 3 ways to do it. I'm not going to do that. You don't need more programs. You don't need to get better at time management because thus saith the me. No. I just want to drive home that you're men. God is called to lead, and you must invest your time. You must redeem your time with the Lord. That needs to be the most important thing. That's the 3 tricks to get better at time is Jesus. You just say it again, Jesus, Jesus. Okay, Jesus. That's it. That's the trick. That's the get-rich-quick scheme to be better with your time. It's get with Jesus. Do we neglect our time, brothers? Yes. Do we spend too much time on our phones? Yes. Do we watch too much TV? Yes. Do we spend too much time being mad at people? Yes. Do we neglect to give our time to our spouse and our children and our friends? Yes. We all need improvement in all of those things. And I want to tell you, invest your time. Redeem your time. Redeem your mornings with Jesus. Give your time to the Lord and watch everything else, every other area in your life flourish. Guaranteed. Money back guaranteed. Our problem is not too little time, but making better use of our time. And I'll add, making better use of the time that you have with Jesus. Your problem will never be that you didn't have enough time to get with Jesus. The problem is not ultimately because you couldn't get enough sleep. so now I don't have time with Jesus. It's not because you watched too many episodes of CSI Miami last night that you can't get your time with Jesus. Or it's not because I'm working overtime and it's a really busy season. It's not because, you know what, my wife picked up this part-time job and now I got to pick up the kids from school and it's just really hard. And no, brothers, no. How we steward our time is a loyalty issue. It's a devotion to Jesus issue. It's none of those things. If our time with Jesus is essential to us for survival, like a pacemaker is essential to somebody with a bad heart, like insulin is beneficial, integral for somebody with diabetes, if our time with Jesus is essential to us, like our life depended on it, then everything will change. So as we close, brothers, from the moment you wake up to the moment you lay your head down on your pillow, you're going to have endless distractions and temptations, and there's unlimited opportunities for you to procrastinate, to stall, to get sidetracked, to waste your time. But the Apostle Paul says, make the best use of your time. 25,550, if we're average. 24 hours in every one of those days. Many of us in this room are already halfway there. Consider how you want to spend the rest of your days. Do you want to invest in more screen time? Do you want to invest in more overtime at work? Do you want to just continue to hear you say to your children as you watch them grow and leave your home, I just didn't have the time. If only I had more time. Brothers, I pray that's not so. Let us be men who buy back our time, redeem our time, invest that time into the Lord, and make the best use of our days. And may God help us to reevaluate our time, that we would invest with him. Brothers, I am convinced as leaders, as men, brothers, if we will be serious about our time with God, it is going to affect everything else. Redeem your time. Invest in your time with the Lord. And may God bless you in your friendships and your relationships and your marriages and your life. Love you, dudes. Let's pray. Father and God, we thank you. Thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is truth. I thank you, Jesus, for how valuable you have placed time. God, that you're in control of it. Jesus, thank you ultimately that for those of us who know you, Jesus, we won't waste our lives. God, that you've given us time, that you have given us your spirit. Would you help us to number our days? Would you give us the heart of wisdom that we would see this light, this life is temporary, and that we would buy back as much of the time that we have, that we would not squander it, we would not waste it, but we would spend it on you. We would invest it in you and in your people and in the lost people. Jesus, would you give us the heart of wisdom that sees tomorrow's not guaranteed, but eternity is forever. Lord, do not let me waste another day. Father, I pray for my brothers in this room that through whatever we spoke through today, whatever they may have written down on that piece of paper, God, that you would help them with their time. Would you help them to redeem their time? Would you help them to cut off some of the fat that's wasting their time? And would you make that clear to them? They wrote it down, whether they're passionate about it, whether it's good things, whether it's not good things. God, would you just speak to them in a powerful way and help them to number their days, to see that their time is precious? And are those the things that they want to invest their time in? Does it bring you glory? Does it bring them closer to you, Jesus? That's all that matters. We pray for the rest of our time. We love you, Lord. Amen.